Bonjour tout le monde et bienvenue à Coffee Break French. Welcome back to Coffee Break French. Now, last time, we were looking at the formation of the past participle of ER verbs. This time, we're adding to that and we're going to look at the formation of the past participle of RE verbs and IR verbs. So we'll take, for example, vendre and talk about what you have sold, and finir and talk about what you have finished in the perfect tense. I hope you find this lesson useful. So far we've been looking at the perfect tense of regular ER verbs. Anna, remind us how you form the perfect tense of regular ER verbs.
All right, it's the auxiliary verb followed by the past participle.
Okay, so let's get into this a little more deeply. The auxiliary verb, what's the auxiliary verb?
The auxiliary verb in this case is avoir.
Avoir, meaning to have. So, for example, part of the auxiliary verb could be j'ai or tu as, il a, elle a, and so on. And then you mentioned the past participle. What's the past participle?
The past participle is when you take away the er and you add e acute.
And that's for regular ER verbs, isn't it?
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Today we're going to be adding regular RE and regular IR verbs. Okay, so let's begin by thinking about RE verbs. Now, we've come across a number of RE verbs in our time. Let's think of, for example, vendre. What does vendre mean?
To sell.
Mm-hmm. Now, to form the past participle of an RE verb, you take off the RE, and this time you add you. Okay, so that definitely is going to sound different from the infinitive, unlike the ERs, where we've had danser and danser, ER and E acute. With vendre, we have the past participle, which is vendu.
Vendu.
So, Anna, how would you say I have, in this case, sold?
J'ai vendu.
J'ai vendu. Okay. I have sold the house.
J'ai vendu la maison.
J'ai vendu la maison. Let's think of another RE verb. Let's think of perdre. Perdre means to lose. Perdre.
Perdre.
Now, if we are going to form the past participle of the verb perdre, then what do we have to do?
We have to take off the RE and add you, so that would be something like perdu.
Absolutely. Perdu. I have lost.
J'ai perdu.
Okay, Anna, how would you say, have you lost your book?
Est-ce que tu as perdu ton livre?
Est-ce que tu as perdu ton livre? Parfait. Est-ce que tu as perdu ton livre?
Est-ce que tu as perdu ton livre?
And in answer to that question, if I wanted to say, no, I haven't lost my book. No, I've not lost my book. How would I say that?
You would say, non, je n'ai pas perdu mon livre.
Non, je n'ai pas perdu mon livre. Très bien. Je n'ai pas perdu mon livre.
Je n'ai pas perdu mon livre.
Okay. So we've got vendre, giving vendu. We've got perdre, giving perdu. Let's take another RE verb. Let's take répondre.
Répondre.
Répondre means to answer, to reply. So, how do we form the past participle of répondre?
We take away the RE and add you, so répondu.
Répondu. How do you say I have answered?
J'ai répondu.
Ok, j'ai répondu.
J'ai répondu.
So, how would you say, we have answered yesterday?
Nous avons répondu hier.
Nous avons répondu hier. We have answered yesterday. Let's do one more. Let's look at attendre. Attendre doesn't mean to attend, it means to wait or to wait for. Attendre.
Attendre.
Anna, how would you form the past participle of attendre?
Take away the RE at the end and add you. So, attendu.
Attendu. So, how would you say we have waited for 2 hours?
Nous avons attendu pour 2 heures.
Okay, one thing here is that attendre means to wait for. So, you don't need to put the pour in. Okay, it's kind of like écouter, to listen to. Okay, the preposition is already in the verb. So if attendre means to wait for, how would you say we have waited for, in the verb, 2 hours?
Nous avons attendu 2 heures.
That's it. Nous avons attendu 2 heures. Now, we could actually say we waited during 2 hours. Nous avons attendu pendant 2 heures. But let's leave that for just now, because depuis and pendant, that's a whole other episode, okay? Let's move on to IR verbs. As you know, we have ER, RE, and IR verbs, three conjugations in French. So we know that to form the past participle of an ER verb, you do what, Anna?
You take away the ER and add E acute.
Uh-huh. And to form the past participle of an RE verb, you do what?
You take away the RE and add U.
Yep. And to form the past participle of an IR verb, you take off the IR and add I.
So you take off the IR and add I.
Yeah, it sounds a little bit funny that you take off the IR and add I. You could, of course, just take off the R, but it probably gets you into the way of thinking when you're taking off the ending of the verb, which in this case is the IR or the RE or the ER, and then adding something else onto that stem. Okay, it's just to get yourself into the way of thinking. So let's take our favourite IR verb, finir. How would we form the past participle of finir?
Take off the IR and add I.
Uh-huh. Which means that I have finished would become...
J'ai fini.
Okay. J'ai fini. How do you say you have finished?
Tu as fini.
Mm-hmm. He has finished.
Il a fini.
Yeah. And each time, the part that changes is what?
The part of avoir.
Yeah, the past participle doesn't change each time, okay? So, j'ai fini, tu as fini, il a fini, elle a fini, nous avons fini, vous avez fini, ils ont fini, elles ont fini. Fini, in this situation, stays the same each time. It's the part of the auxiliary verb that changes. J'ai, tu as, il a, elle a, and so on. So, finir, an IR verb, take off the IR, add I to form the past participle, fini. Let's take choisir, to choose. How would you form the past participle of choisir?
You would take off the IR and add I.
Mm-hmm. Which gives you?
That would be, for example, j'ai choisi.
Yep, I have chosen. J'ai choisi. And let's take another example. Let's take the verb réussir, which means to succeed or to be successful. So how would you say I have succeeded?
J'ai réussi.
J'ai réussi. That's quite a tricky one. Réussi. That's R-E acute, U-S-S-I. I have succeeded. A couple of other examples. I have obeyed. Now, to obey is obéir.
Obéir.
So I have obeyed would be?
I'm not so sure about this. J'ai obéi.
Uh-huh. So you're taking off the IR and guess what?
Adding an I.
Exactly. J'ai obéi. Now, all this is very regular. With IR verbs, you take off the IR and you add I. With RE verbs, you take off the RE and add U. And with ER verbs, you take off the ER and add E acute. So that's for regular verbs. There are irregular verbs in the perfect tense, or more correctly, there are some verbs which have irregular past participles. And we'll come across them in the next episode. Okay, we're going to take a short break there and we'll be back in just a moment. When you're not listening to Coffee Break French, there's still opportunities for you to keep up your French practice on social media. Just search for Coffee Break French on Facebook, where we post regular language and cultural content. We're Learn French on Twitter, and you can come behind the scenes with the Coffee Break team on Instagram, where we're Coffee Break Languages. It's our mission to help you turn your downtime into your do time. Okay, let's get on with the lesson. For the moment, I'd like to talk about another use of the perfect tense. So far, we've used the perfect tense to translate I have done something. For example, j'ai mangé, I have eaten. J'ai obéi, I have obeyed. J'ai vendu, I have sold. However, in French, this tense is also used in another very, very common situation, and that is to describe a simple past narrative tense. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, basically, it's the tense that you use to tell a story. So, for example, where j'ai mangé could mean I have eaten, j'ai mangé can also mean I ate. J'ai chanté, I have sung. It can also mean I sang, as in I sang a song this morning. J'ai chanté une chanson ce matin. I have finished my homework. J'ai fini mes devoirs. But j'ai fini mes devoirs could also mean I finished my homework. So it's the tense that you use when you're basically saying something that has happened in the past. So, Anna, can you see if you can work this out? How would you say, I spoke French this morning?
J'ai parlé en français ce matin.
Okay, so I spoke in French this morning. J'ai parlé en français ce matin. Or just, j'ai parlé français ce matin. How would you say, I have spoken French this morning?
J'ai parlé en français ce matin.
Exactly the same thing. So, I spoke French this morning. You're telling part of a story. I spoke French this morning, and then Prince Charming knocked at the door and he whisked me away, or whatever. Okay, you're telling a story. J'ai parlé en français ce matin. Or, you're saying what you've done. You have done. J'ai parlé en français ce matin. I have spoken in French this morning. So in English, we use two different constructions, whereas in French, you're just using the one construction for both of these situations. So let's take some other examples. How would you say, we have eaten frog's legs?
Well, look, first of all, can you tell me what frog's legs are?
Yeah, they're the things on the bottom of a frog, which help the frog to... What? Oh, you mean in French. Okay, frog's legs are les cuisses de grenouille.
Les cuisses de grenouille.
Uh-huh. Now, cuisses are literally thighs. So when you eat frog's legs, you're eating frog's thighs. Okay, I hope this is not getting too graphic for anyone. What was the sentence? We have eaten frog's legs.
Nous avons mangé les cuisses de grenouille.
Okay, now if you say we have eaten les cuisses de grenouille, you're saying we have eaten the frog's legs that you bought at the market or something like that. Okay, how would you say we have eaten frog's legs or some frog's legs?
Nous avons mangé des cuisses de grenouille.
Absolument. Nous avons mangé des cuisses de grenouille. Okay?
Des cuisses de grenouille.
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 Is the word for frog. Grenouille. And cuisses, as I've said already, are thighs. Okay? Les cuisses. So, we have eaten frog's legs.
Nous avons mangé des cuisses de grenouille.
Très bien. Now, last year, l'année dernière, in France, we ate frog's legs.
L'année dernière, nous avons mangé des cuisses de grenouille.
Okay, so last year we ate French frog's legs. We ate frog's legs. Nous avons mangé des cuisses de grenouille. Now, nous avons mangé is the same tense we're using here, the perfect tense. Now, a couple of weeks ago, we stopped proceedings just to explain a few things for those of you who are familiar with other languages in that situation, Italian and Spanish. I want to do the same just now, particularly for those of you who are very familiar with Spanish and the way in which Spanish tenses work in the past. As you know, in Spanish, you have a preterite tense, which is used as this narrative tense. You also have a perfect tense, which is used in very specific situations. The easiest thing is to think of the French perfect as replacing both the preterite and the perfect in Spanish. Okay, so you don't have both these tenses in French. You don't have the equivalent of a preterite tense in spoken French. Okay, that's, again, just an aside for those of you who are familiar with Spanish. If you're not familiar with Spanish, ignore what I've said there and just concentrate on French. But we know that we do have a number of listeners who are quite comfortable in Spanish and who are adding French to their range of languages. Okay, think then of the perfect tense as a narrative tense and as a tense that you use to say what you have done. Those are the two main uses of the perfect tense. And it's really, really important that you understand those two uses, because when we come to talk about other situations in the past, we need you to know that with those two uses of the perfect tense. Okay, before we finish off, a quick test for Anna and indeed for our listeners. So, number one, yesterday we watched television. Anna.
Hier, nous avons regardé la télé.
Hier, nous avons regardé la télé. Très bien. Numéro 2. I have spoken with your mother this morning. Okay, with your mother, you can use the informal version of your. So, Anna, what would that be?
Ta mère.
Mm-hmm. So, I have spoken with your mother this morning.
J'ai parlé avec ta mère ce matin.
Très bien. J'ai parlé avec ta mère ce matin. Numéro 3. I spoke to your father yesterday.
J'ai parlé avec ton père hier.
J'ai parlé avec ton père hier. Okay, and there you're using j'ai parlé, again, the perfect tense, translating both I have spoken and I spoke. Numéro 4. We listened to some music.
Nous avons écouté de la musique.
Très bien, nous avons écouté de la musique. Et numéro 5. She has sold the car.
Elle a vendu la voiture.
Elle a vendu la voiture. Elle a vendu la voiture. What would that be if we were asking you to translate she sold the car?
Elle a vendu la voiture.
Exactly, yeah. Trick question. There's no difference. She has sold the car. She sold the car. Same translation. Elle a vendu la voiture. Okay, and there's lots more practice of all of this in this week's bonus materials, which you can access at coffeebreakfrench.com. And that's where we're going to leave it today for this edition of Coffee Break French. Thanks for joining us, and we hope it's been useful. You can join the Coffee Break French community on Facebook at facebook.com/coffeebreakfrench, and we're at Learn French on Twitter. Merci beaucoup et à bientôt! This is a production of the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com.